We hear the Gospel for Easter Sunday, St. Mark chapter 16. Now when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. And they said among themselves, "Who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us?" But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said to you." So they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for they trembled and were amazed, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. And these are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed in Christ, do you think that Jesus was surprised when he found out that he was alive on Easter morning? Do you think that he opened his eyes and thought, all that stuff my father told me was really true? Well, of course, the answer is he was not surprised at all. He'd been telling his disciples from the very beginning of his ministry just what was going to happen. When he taught them about his approaching death, he always made sure to teach them that his death would be followed by his resurrection on the third day. He was not surprised. He hadn't been surprised by his death. In fact, he had allowed it. And he was not surprised by his resurrection. His father would not forget his beloved son. Decay would not work on the Son of God from eternity. A lot of other people were very much surprised. The women who first came to the tomb were alarmed and afraid. The disciples could not believe it. But for each of them, the moment of truth would come. They would see Jesus. They would hear him speak. Recognizing his voice, his appearance, they would see him walk, having a real physical body, eating with them again. They would see this for nearly 6 weeks until his ascension, ample time to see and trust that what he had promised would happen did happen. He rose from the dead the third day, as the scriptures teach us. These events are real history, real people, real places, a very real happening. The one who was dead is alive. We need to be certain that we understand the reality of these events and people. Too many are willing to allow Easter to be emptied of its historical character, as if it doesn't really matter if Jesus truly was dead and truly rose again, as if the important thing isn't what happened, but what people believed to have happened. And that is simply foolishness, and actually a denial of scriptural truth. Easter is real as we are sitting here in this chapel right now. There is no question of that for the Christian, nor for the Christian church that is faithful to God's word. The events of this day, though, are more than a history lesson. This is what I mean by that. These events of Easter actually impact us now and forever. Easter is unique because when Jesus rose from the dead, he affected the history of the world and the people who live in the world. This is a more powerful event than any potential volcanic eruption in Yellowstone Park. It's more powerful than any tsunami. And it's powerful because Easter changes death. One of the surprising things about Easter for us, and something hard to comprehend, is how death actually is changed by the resurrection of Jesus. It is surprising because it doesn't seem possible, especially so if we base our conclusions on just what we ourselves have experienced about death. And that is why the very words of the Gospels, these very truths given to us in Holy Scripture, are so crucial, and why we are not to treat them as if we own them. No, these are God's words, words he has given us to bring us his truth about death and about life, about how what we deserved eternally for our sin, our damnation, is done away with in Jesus and his death and resurrection. The fact that Jesus lives, the fact presented and given to us right here through God's word and the powerful working of God the Holy Spirit, this fact is what provides the foundation for the Christian church. As you have heard, no doubt, this last week, if Christ is not raised, we are still in our sins. And then our very faith is useless, empty of any meaning. To deny the bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ, then, is to deny the Christian faith. The crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ, true God and true man, are essential. Without them, there is nothing. And we may as well eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die, and that's it. But that is decidedly not who Jesus is, or what he is, or what he does. He is alive, though he was dead. He lives and breathes, though his heart and lungs had stopped. And that changes everything. Death tried to claim Jesus, and it failed. Sin tried to keep Jesus in the grave and failed. Satan tried to steer Jesus off the plan of salvation and failed. Each of these enemies has been defeated by Jesus. They have nothing on him. And everyone who believes in Jesus has that victory of Jesus given to him now. A promise of eternal life that is true now and will be seen in all its wonders and joys when our Lord returns. Then all believers in Christ will know the eternal life, which is for now our certain hope. That's why there's joy as we gather to hear the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is why our sorrow is tempered when our loved ones die and when we ourselves breathe our last. For we have the sure hope of the resurrection. By God's great love for us, he has attached us to his Son in holy baptism, making the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus ours. He gives us his sure word of promise, of forgiveness, of life everlasting. That is what the resurrection of Jesus is about. It is for you. It is for this world that God loved, send his Son to die and rise again the third day, giving you life in the name of this Jesus Christ. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. You may rise and let us pray. Grant, we beseech you, Almighty God, that we who celebrate the solemnities of the Lord's resurrection may by the renewal of your Holy Spirit rise again from the death of the soul and walk in newness of life through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.